Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist here on Real Liberty Media. I'm going to invite you at this time of year, fall, my favorite season, kind of kicks off what I know is going to be like 6 to 9 months of cooler weather, some awesome storms, maybe thunderstorms, some freezing rain, snow. Come along with me and catch up on some shows over at Real Liberty Media. You can listen to Behind the Woodshed with Hal Anthony. He's going to arm you for some counter-propaganda tactics. Listen to the Dork Table, all kinds of interesting conversations going on there. You can also catch It's All Connected. Grimner and Circle will kind of connect all the dots for you, no matter what the subject. They're going to connect it up for you. And Free Your Mind is a great show. Talks about liberty and freedom. Those two, Grimner and Moose Girl, have a great show. Some great archives there. Listen to them and kind of become familiar with being totally free. Ponder Gander has some great topics. He's a deep thinker with a lot of good subject matter. You can catch me, the Redneck Dentist. And we also have two musical shows you can listen to. The Sunday Blues, which are archived, and the Top 10 Countdown, which has top 10 songs from years past with a little bit of history or behind-the-scenes story on each one. So join me, the Redneck Dentist, over on Real Liberty Media, catching up on some of these archived podcasts. It's a great time of year to do it. Hey, this is Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. A new time, a new day, a new little bit of everything. Things are crazy this week, I think. For me, this weekend was a little crazy. Hey, I'm using a new application, and I'll explain why in just a minute. Hang on. You know, I got to get a drink and get going here. Okay, so yesterday I went to a friend's house. My wife and I went to this other couple's house, which, you know, we haven't done anything like that in a long time. So the guy who came and did the electrical for my shed, his name is Jeff and his wife's name is Cindy. We went over there for a brunch and they respected my desire to come back and do my show on time yesterday, Saturday, normal time, 5 o'clock Eastern. But, time got away from me. So we didn't quite make it back. And, I see. I always start off with overdriving the mic. So let's back it off a little bit and see if that's any better. Shouldn't be hitting the red at all. Anyway, like I said, so I'm using some new software, and I will explain why in just a minute, but I wanted to cover a couple of things before I get to that. So one thing was the reason I didn't do a show yesterday, and, you know, I know it's probably not a big deal to everybody, but to me it's kind of a big deal because I love doing this, and, like to keep Real Liberty Media going. So, here we are. All right. The reason I'm using new software is because I just kind of ran into a rumor about Audacity, which is normally where I record the show while I'm broadcasting it. And then, you know, I can dump the... hang on. I want to see this. Okay, just checking some mic levels here. Thank you very much for the input. Where was I? The software. Okay, so Audacity apparently has been purchased by a company who's now going to make it like a fee-type application, which I didn't think that was possible with open-source software. So I'm not really fully sure what the situation is with Audacity. But I was just thinking I could turn... Oh, my mic is down quite a ways. Okay. I'll just keep an eye on the levels. I'm just kind of testing stuff out here. So if I get distracted a little bit and kind of screw with the levels and you know, I'm just kind of making sure for future reference where to set the microphone volume and the music volume and the commercial volume, and kind of just keep an eye on the output so I don't, you know, overdrive the mic. And why I say that is because when you overdrive the mic, some of the software will literally just quit recording and just give you blank, you know, stutter, basically. So, and because some of the software is new, you know, going to be a little bit of a learning curve. But I want to tell you something about that. So Audacity has some issue. Muse is the company who bought them and is trying to make it a pay kind of application. And apparently I read one comment that said, yeah, and they put trackers on it. And I don't know what that means. Probably it means if you're playing music you don't own or copyrighted music or something, it probably sends something to somebody. So I don't care about any of that stuff. I just love free software. So you guys remember back when I was fighting with Jack, the Jack Audio Connection Kit. I was using a bunch of digital audio workstations. They're called DAWs. A lot of people just refer to them as DAWs. And I kind of had this system set up where it just works for me. I have VLC where I play the commercial from, and it pipes into Audacity, and it pipes into broadcast using this tool, and broadcast using this tool, of course, sends a signal to Real Liberty Media, and therefore you listen when you listen live, that's what you get. And then Audacity records it. When I'm done with the show, I export Audacity to an MP3 file, and then I compress it so it's much smaller to put it on the server. Anyway, all that, you know, is kind of technical stuff I'm sure you don't care about, or maybe you do, but so my goal always is to remain on Linux and use Linux software. Now, Audacity, I thought, was Linux-based software. Maybe I was wrong. It's open source software, or it was. So I had to use a new program called QTractor. Now, what's funny about QTractor is back when I was playing with figuring out Jack, I tried QTractor once and I was like, oh God, it's too complicated. I don't know what I'm doing here. So I went back to Odyssey and I just kind of skipped learning anything more about QTractor. But when I heard about this issue with Audacity, I just heard this yesterday. So today, earlier in the day, I started messing around with QTractor, and it was so simple, and I'm sure it has everything to do with that whole process I went through with this whole audio recording thing, because I set it up, I kind of looked at the connections, made sure everything was feeding to the right place. I tested it not live, which is always kind of scary because you never know if it's actually going to work when you go live. But it seems to be working. I see that it's recording. So everything is good there. So anyway, throughout the show, if I stop to fix something or change a setting, forgive me. But, you know, we're just kind of testing stuff out. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers because, of course, I'm a Packer fan. I love the Packers, and of course, I'm a freedom lover, and I think you should be able to make the, you know, whatever decision you want to make for your own body. And Aaron Rodgers did that. So I was interested to see what kind of stuff I was going to hear on the sports shows today. You know, pre-game and halftime and post-game and pre-Packer game and halftime and post-Packer game. And yeah, they lost. That kind of sucked, but they didn't have Aaron Rodgers. Oh, well, it's a price you pay, I guess. Shouldn't have to, but that's the decisions that were made. But here's what was interesting to me. And if you ever have any doubt that all of these supposed sports casters, journalists with air quotes, can speak their mind. Just look at some of the stuff that was said today. So on the Fox show, all four or five, let's see, one, two, three, four, five, all five guys basically said they were ashamed of Rodgers for not thinking about the team. Like, you know, it wasn't like, and what was funny is, now think about this bit of hypocrisy. You know, I'm a hypocrisy guy. I guess I find it, maybe I see it too easily. But here's the hypocrisy. So today was their Honoring the Veterans weekend, or the start of Honoring the Veterans. They'll probably do it for the week or the month. I don't know what. But so they were at Annapolis, Maryland at the Navy Academy, right? And here they are, honoring the men and women in uniform who were, you know, making a commitment to go serve the United States and fight for freedom and liberty wherever they are, correct? Yet, when they got to Aaron Rodgers, all they could talk about is how he didn't, you know, do the right thing for the team. Like, he didn't make a good individual decision, or he didn't make the kind of decision that those men and women at Annapolis, Maryland, at the Navy Academy, are actually supposedly fighting for in this country and in other countries, is to fight for your liberty, to fight for human rights. Now, of course, a lot of us woke people know that's not exactly what the military does. The military actually protects, you know, our, you know, vested interests throughout the world in the guise of fighting for freedom and liberty. So I thought it was really crazy that they, you know, and not a one of them could say, and I'm telling you, they could not say, good job, Aaron, for making your own decision, for being bold and honest to yourself and taking care of yourself and making the decision that was right for you, because they're Fox reporters, sports reporters, or color commentators, or whatever you want to call them. They're not allowed to go, you know, against the, you know, standing, you know, Fox's, I guess, or the media's narrative of what they want everybody to know. So I thought that was pretty crazy. I was thinking the whole time, hey, good for him, man. He did what was right for him. And, you know, he's not the only one. There's plenty of other athletes who have decided they are not going to take this jab. They're not going to do it. And, I mean, I'm proud of those people. I'm proud of all the people in every walk of life that are standing up against this jab mandate. And holy cow, we're seeing more and more people that are being injured by this vaccination. And remember, this vaccination, this jab, doesn't prevent, it doesn't do anything that they said it was going to do. And remember, when they said it was going to do it, they said it was 95% effective, 78% effective, 80% effective. Each one had its different, you know, each one of them kind of lied to us about how effective it was. And of course, with each new variant, they're claiming that, well, it's because the variant came out that it's not effective. No, it hasn't been effective from the start. It does not prevent you from getting COVID. It does not prevent you from spreading COVID. It does not, you know, lessen the symptoms. There's absolutely no way they could figure out if it lessens the symptoms or lessens the length of the disease process. And thank God, I mean, some people that we know that we have in our chat room have suffered through this. And they've done well, you know. They've done well. Yeah, it sucks being sick. It sucks being sick every single year if you get the flu. The flu sucks. Cold sucks. Sinus cold sucks. Sinus infections suck. It all sucks. But to say that this, you know, the world depends on this jab, and that the way we're going to, you know, conquer this pandemic is through this jab is just a flippin' joke. An absolute joke. Because it doesn't do what they say that it's supposed to do. And, you know, you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you got to pick on him because, you know, apparently he didn't do the right thing in your eyes or according to your network and your media, you know, conglomerate, whatever it is. It's pretty dang sad. It really did. I mean, I guess I shouldn't have expected anything differently. I shouldn't have expected anything else. I shouldn't have expected somebody, even one of those people, to say, hey, you know what? He did what he wanted to do. It's his choice. We should honor his choice. No, we couldn't. Yeah, we couldn't have one person say that. And of course, you know, you see that throughout the world. You know, you can't talk bad about the vaccine. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you guys something. This is kind of crazy. Because, so I received, and I wasn't the only one. On Thursday, another doc comes in my office, and she only does dentures. And I do extractions for her because she's not crazy about doing extractions. So I take teeth out. She puts dentures in. Well, she said, hey, did you get this attestation in your email? And I said, what? And she goes, yeah, look at this attestation in the email. And so I open up my email. Sure enough, there's this letter. And there's this attestation in there. In other words, it's a bunch of, had like, I don't know, 15 things on it that I had to attest that I knew. And I wish I would have sent a copy home so I could tell you everything that was on it. But, you know, some of the things on it were kind of vaguely referencing that I would not, you know, like speak poorly. It didn't actually say, hey, you can't speak bad about the COVID vaccine. But it did kind of say, you know, our doctors shouldn't be allowed to speak about things that we think are important. Like, you shouldn't talk bad about stuff like the hidden message, COVID, that we think is important. You should also think it's important. And I got news for you. Like, I'm so close to retirement already. And things, you know, in the medical field are, you know, getting dumber all the time, that it's going to take a very small straw to break this camel's back. So I'm going to read every single item on that list, and I will be very thorough about reading it before I sign it, if I sign it. Because, man, I'm just one of those people that can't really play that game. Like, I can't be dishonest to people, patients. And I never have. Like, I'm not one of those guys who tries to sell. I'm not one of those guys who tries to sell people dentistry. And I guess maybe I'm fortunate enough I'm at a point in my career, I don't really need to make any extra money by upselling dentistry, by getting people to get a crown when really they could do a filling. In fact, I'm always kind of shocked when I tell people, look, you know, you're going to need a really big filling in this tooth. And they say, well, would a crown be better? And I'm always like kind of dumbfounded that, yeah, a crown would be better. And I mean, a lot of times I'll just tell them, look, a crown is going to be the best solution for you, but I don't think it's necessary at this point. If you want a crown, sure, I'll do a crown for you. But really, I think you'll be, you know, served better by just having a filling or a filling replaced or whatever. So I'm not one of those guys that, you know, is out there trying to make the most amount of money he can by upselling certain dental things. Like, I'm not a believer in tooth whiteners. You know, just in general, not a big upseller of anything, because it's kind of a deception to, and believe me, I see this every single day. You know, people who come in, there's one business, I'm not going to mention them by name, but there is one business throughout the country that their whole goal is to sell you a ton of dentistry and have you take out a second mortgage on your house to pay for it. And they'll convince you that you need that dentistry. They'll convince you that, you know, you are going to lose all your teeth or a majority of them if you don't do something and do it now. And, you know, I know that, like, if, how do I say this the best way? I know that what they're doing probably, well, let's just say this. It's so close to crossing the line that it's not worth my time pointing out to, let's say, like the dental board, that these people are being deceptive, because, you know, it would waste a bunch of time, not only of my time, but of their time. And in the end, the dental board would probably say, well, look, you know, they didn't really do any more harm than they did good. So, you know, it's a wash. Now, let me give you just a simple example, because I'm sure like a lot of you have gone to the dentist, right? And you go in and you get your teeth cleaned, right? And if you're a regular visitor, then you get like a regular cleaning. Or if you're young and you've taken care of your teeth, you don't have periodontal disease. You might have a little gingivitis, but, you know, you don't have like deep pockets with bone loss and, you know, you need root planing and scaling and periosurgery, all that stuff. I have literally seen 20-year-old people come back from this one certain corporation and said that they needed that, you know, scaling and root planing. And I look in there and I measure those pockets and they are nowhere near needing that kind of a cleaning. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, most patients don't have the foggiest idea what I'm telling them. So they don't have the foggiest idea if that office is telling them the truth or not either. All they know is they got some serious dental problem that needs to be fixed. So, you know, a lot of people, I mean, this company, they're called dental service organizations. This company has been doing it for so long. I mean, they carry a lot of debt. And what I mean by that is a lot of their production in dentistry hasn't been paid for yet because, you know, it's being paid for month to month. So, anyway, it's just an example of, you know, like being deceptive. And like I was saying, this attestation that I have to work on this week, it'll be interesting to see what all it says and if I'm actually going to sign it or not. Because, yeah, I'm just that way. Just can't. I'd rather people know the truth and make well-informed decisions. And you know what? I think that's my job, really, as far as dentistry goes specifically, is to give people accurate information and let them decide, you know? So when I'm doing the dental thing and, you know, it's kind of a toss-up between doing a large filling and doing a crown, I just tell them the truth. Look, I can do big fillings. I can do crowns. You know, sometimes I say this tooth, you know, I'm gonna put a new filling in there, and it's probably gonna last 5 years at least. Or I'll say, look, that tooth is so weak, it's not gonna hold a large filling for very long. Like, you should start thinking about getting a crown on this tooth, you know, make some financial arrangements, and let's get this done in the next 6 months, and, you know, you'll be far better off in the long run by doing that. And let them make the decision. I mean, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't even tell my patients not to smoke. Because I was a smoker, and I know if I went to the dentist and had a tooth pulled, my doc told me don't smoke for 24 hours, I'd be like giving him the finger as I walk out the door and light up a smoke. Because I know smokers aren't going to quit smoking for 24 hours. So I tell them the truth. I go, listen, if you smoke, you're going to increase your chances of getting a dry socket. And dry sockets suck. They are like the worst pain. If you know anybody who's had one, it's exposed bone in your mouth and it flipping hurts like crazy. And there's very little dentists can do to actually relieve the pain. Like, most pain medicine barely touches it. And, you know, you want your patients to avoid it. So I just tell them the truth. You know, it's your choice. Make good choices, you know. Now you've been informed. Make good choices. Okay, so much for that. I don't know what's going to happen with that. It'll be interesting to see how that all comes down. But while we're on this subject, it seems like there's a lot of pushback coming with the whole jab mandate thing. Oh, yeah, wait a minute. There was something I was going to talk about before I did this. And I think I made a note in red somewhere. So just hang with me for a sec. Oh, yeah, this is it. So I was also encouraged to see that 26 states so far have filed lawsuits against the federal jab mandate. But here's the PSYOP behind this. Not that I'm an expert on PSYOPs, trust me. I am not. But I see things through new eyes these days, and hopefully by January I'll really be seeing things through new eyes, but that's a whole other story. So 26 states led by Republican-led states have filed lawsuits against, you know, Biden's vaccine requirement for private companies. But here's the deal. So all those people who still vote, who still think that voting is going to change everything, you know, they're getting all jazzed up, I'm sure, because the Republicans have stepped up, right? And the Republican states have stepped up to file lawsuits against Joe Biden and the private company jab mandate. But the deal is, as I've read in the chat room at least once today, voting isn't going to save us from, you know, what we want to be saved from. Voting isn't going to give us the freedom and liberty that we're seeking. And don't forget, it was the Republicans who were in charge when this whole thing started. Now, I'm glad that there is at least one political party right now who's actually doing something. And, you know, there's been states who have been fighting this for a long time. I think last week I talked about Florida inviting In-N-Out Burger to come from California because, you know, the state of California shut them down because they're not going to be the vax police. They're not going to be the mask police anymore at In-N-Out in California. So Florida just said, hey, bring your In-N-Out to Florida, because number one, I guess there's a bunch of people in Florida who like In-N-Out Burger,
And number two, if you're not going to be working in California, come and work here. You know, we want people to come and work here. And we want people to come and work here who aren't going to stand for the government tyranny that we're currently going through. I saw that the Center for Disease Control actually changed the definition of vaccine. You know, this is something that some people have been, you know, really harping on from the very beginning, that it's not a vaccine. Well, guess what? Now it is, because they just changed the definition of the vaccine. and the reason they changed the definition of the vaccine was because they were afraid when people started saying, hey, this isn't a vaccine because it doesn't even fit your own definition of a vaccine. Well, they just went and changed the definition of the vaccine. So there you go. That's how easy it is, you know. Words have meaning, I guess. Oh, and then, of course, the same Center for Disease Control. Director Rochelle Walensky, you know, another beauty, said Friday, this was weeks ago, sorry, but we're cleaning up some old notes now. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, it doesn't work. That's why they changed the definition of it. Anyway, Rochelle Walensky said on Friday a few weeks back that the U.S. may need to amend its definition of fully vaccinated against COVID-19 as more Americans become eligible to receive booster shots. Because apparently they're just going to say now, well, especially now that, and I have this link, these links will be in the show notes. I'll have to clean them up a bit. They're saying now that the original vaccines are less than 50% effective after 6 months. And now they're saying there are hundreds of thousands of vaccination injuries that haven't even been reported yet because it's such a backlog. So, of course, you know, the big push is going to be to get all these jabs in arms, get these needles in the arms before all the truth starts coming out. You know, but luckily people are able to find the truth if they just look for it. And I think that's another motivation for me for doing, you know, what I do here on Real Liberty Media. And, you know, I'm still kind of a newbie to this whole freedom, liberty, you know, thing, living truly free. But I know more and more people are going to be looking for the truth, and I'm hoping that they're going to come and find it at Real Liberty Media, not through me necessarily, but through others. You know, there's some great opinions here. There's some people in here at Real Liberty Media in the chat room. There's people that have been fighting this war for a long time, and they have some really good input, and really they have some good advice, and they're willing to share it. I mean, people catch me at times and, you know, kind of make me think about things a little bit differently. So hopefully, you know, here at Real Liberty Media, we're going to get more people coming and looking for the truth, and they're going to find the truth, and the truth is going to be different from what they think. They're not going to be looking for the next round of, you know, campaigns to see who the next idiot is that they're going to elect to go sit in those offices and take, you know, money not campaign money, but basically the bribes from all these companies to pad their pockets or pad their county's pockets or their state pockets, you know, or make them rich so they don't ever have to work again. And they all just end up doing the same thing, you know, Republicans, Democrats. Libertarians. I think they're the only ones that make any sense at all. seriously. But still, it's that process, and I just don't think that that process is going to, that process is not going to be what straightens everything out. Yeah, so some of the things that have happened without getting the vaccination, I noticed, I have a title here, steep price to pay for not getting the vax, lose your health care benefits. And I said, aside from being put on unpaid leave, New York City teachers who've declined to get the COVID-19 vaccine won't be allowed to keep their health benefits for another year unless they give up their right to sue the city over its vaccine mandate. The condition was the result of an arbitration invoked by the city's largest teachers union, which I'm just going to say now, they didn't do a very good job, the United Federation of Teachers. The union touted the arbitration verdict as a victory that forced the city to acknowledge medical and religious exemptions to the vaccination. It also allowed the teachers to take a year of unpaid leave, with continued health care coverage, or voluntarily resign with unused sick days paid out and a year of continued health insurance. But the UFT September 10th press release on the issue left out the caveat that the health benefits would only continue beyond November 30th for those who sign waivers preventing them from suing the city for getting fired. So, kind of seems like no way out for those people, no easy way out. But like I said, you know, we've been seeing a lot of pushback from a lot of different entities. I've made a list like several times, and I have no idea what I keep doing with this list. I think the best thing I've done is kind of got some of these, some of the links in the show notes today are going to be links to, you know, parties, companies, groups, states, cities, or other entities who have filed lawsuits. I'm telling you, I told you about the group I joined, and it's so stupid expensive. You know, it's not like there's a thousand of us who joined this lawsuit. There might be a few hundred. And to come up with like $450,000 to protect our civil rights, it seems a little steep to me. Bullets are a lot cheaper. Way cheaper. Legal support for refusing the jab. A federal judge on Tuesday ordered United Airlines not to place workers seeking exemption to the company's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on unpaid leave. A federal judge on Tuesday, remember this was weeks ago, ruled in favor of 17 New York State healthcare workers who objected due to religious reasons to getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Texas banned jab mandates. Governor Greg Abbott on October 11th issued an executive order that bans vaccine mandates by any entity in the state, including private employers. A federal court, this was just 2 days ago, a federal appeals court on Saturday blocked, the Biden administration's private employer COVID-19 vaccine mandate, asserting there may be constitutional issues with the requirement because the petitions give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate. The mandate is hereby stayed pending further action by this court, a panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit said in the brief order. Again, 26 states filed lawsuits. More than two dozen Republican-led states filed lawsuits Friday challenging President Biden's vaccine requirement for private companies, setting up a high-stakes legal showdown, putting federal authority against states' rights. The requirement issued Thursday by a federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration applies to businesses more than 100 employees. Their workers must be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th or face mask requirements and weekly tests. The lawsuit asked courts to decide whether the administration's effort to curtail the pandemic represents a federal power grab and usurps the authority of states to set health policy. And I went on some kind of rant here about, but we already know the jab does not prevent you from getting the disease, does not prevent you from spreading the disease, and there's no way to reliably tell if it does anything to the length or severity of the disease or disease's course or the patient's suffering. A White House spokeswoman said Thursday that the mandate was intended to halt the spread of a disease that has claimed more than 750,000 lives that, remember, those lives were taken at the hand of Dr. Anthony Fauci. They're his responsibility, his actions, way before, during, and after the virus was released by the Chinese Communist Party in the United States. And it's kind of funny, because if you think about it, Fauci's also the one who's been promoting the vax or jab, and social distancing and mask mandates, and how many more people have died directly or indirectly, or been injured directly or indirectly through wearing masks, social distancing, which has caused a lot of people to suffer through depression, to become addicted or more addicted to, or just maybe abusing more drugs, and, taking the jab and being injured by whatever is in it. I guess, Aaron Rodgers actually said he was tested for some things in that vaccine, and he knows that he's allergic to some of them. I don't know if that's just BS or not, but, how can you be forced to take something that you already know you're allergic to part of it? Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But they're going to force it on, our kids next. Oh. I had some really old stories. Oh, yeah, Seattle police to fire devastating number of officers. Who else did I see? Let me look through this. Oh, yeah. So, and here, what I was just saying about drugs and drug overdoses. Drug overdoses surge during pandemic. And I said I mentioned this months ago. Of course, if you go back and look at some of my shows, you'll catch some of this I caught months ago. From March 2020 to March 2021, the country experienced a surge of 29.6% in drug overdose fatalities, predominantly caused by opioids and secondarily caused by synthetic opioids, excluding methadone, according to data published by the CDC, if you can believe anything they say. Before the results were released, the agency projected over 99,000 reported drug overdose deaths for this period. Dr. Nora Volkow, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, said then that the statistics were chilling, as the pandemic created a devastating collision of health crises in America. Almost all 50 states saw their drug overdose death count rise significantly, with the exception of New Hampshire, New Jersey, and South Dakota. It's kind of funny, South Dakota, which had declines in this number. South Dakota, a Republican-controlled state that did not impose lockdowns as a COVID mitigation measure under the auspices of Governor Kristi Noem, saw a drop of 16.3% in its report. In this reported drug overdose deaths, the highest of any state. So, I mean, you can't just look at one state and go, well, see, if we didn't have those mandates in place, everybody would have done much better. You really can't say that, but it's pretty compelling to see one state. 47 states had increases, and not just a tiny increase, a significant increase in drug overdose deaths. And here, one state that didn't impose lockdowns actually had a reduction in drug overdose deaths. And then I have an article I covered, I think, last week, so never mind. It was about how ivermectin works, actually. And even one of those guys on Fox today, Terry Bradshaw, who I happen to love. You know, old Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, you know, in his time, he was awesome. Even that dumbass had to make the comment on TV that ivermectin is a horse dewormer. Yeah, yeah, Terry, we all know that. We know what its original intent was for. But Terry, guess what? It's being used throughout the world to get rid of parasites in people. And one of the side effects of ivermectin, one of the off-label uses or benefits, is it just happens to bind to this specific spike protein better than anything else we have right now. Oh, you know, it kind of reminds me of when actors and actresses try to be like intellectual or try to, and I'm not saying none of them are, I'm sure there are some that are, but really they should stick to being actors and actresses, or they should stick, you know, stay in their lane, whatever they are. Like when Terry's on the show, he probably shouldn't talk about his horses and his, you know, whatever. He should probably stick to sports, and that's what he was hired to do, because he just kind of looks stupid saying this. But anyway, it happens to be very awesome at binding to that spike protein, and that's why it's effective. And why we don't allow people to have it and use it, I have no idea. It seems evil, as I've said in the past. It just seems evil. I have more employees who were either quit or fired due to the mandate. 1,900 Washington State employees. Businesses say mandates are hurting employment. Really? Really? Yeah. Hey, I guess for one thing, I'm just kind of happy there's a lot of jobs available right now. In case I decide to walk away from dentistry. I look at all the help wanted signs in town, and I know the pay isn't great, which is one reason I keep working. But, you know, I could do anything. I could literally kind of do anything. And people are dying for you to come to work. I mean, literally, so many jobs out there. I mean, you could kind of... And you know what? I mean, it's kind of funny, but... You know, as a dentist, I think about doing some of these other jobs. And sometimes I think, oh, man, it would be so nice. Like to... like to just go in and, you know, maybe like in some of these, like one of the local grocery stores, it's a nice little kind of almost, it's a much smaller, it's not one of the big chains. It's kind of a local grocer, you know. And I was thinking, I could put out fresh vegetables every day and get rid of the old ones and, you know, walk in the cooler once in a while and, you know, really don't have to talk to many people. And, you know, it would be kind of an easy job to do if I even had to do a job. Oh, okay. Well, so far, man, this new software, it looks like it's working really well. I notice I peak the meter once in a while, just barely touching the red. So I'm going to, when I listen to the recording, I'll kind of see if it cuts out much, and I'll readjust it later. I'm not going to screw with it anymore right now. And did you hear the parent of that kid in Virginia who raped that girl in the girl's restroom? He said he identified as a female. His parent even came out and said he identifies as a male. He just wanted to have sex with that girl. Yeah. I guess we all, like I said before, we all saw that coming. Nothing new here. Well, I guess not everybody saw that coming. But I guess some people are just okay with it. Okay. Oh, I got to tell you guys something funny. So when I was testing, this new software earlier, I was doing like a little mock show. I actually saved the audio. Wait, I think I saved it. Well, I converted it to MP3, so I'm pretty sure I saved it. But if I saved it, I think I'm actually going to put it somewhere where you guys could go have a listen to it. Because it's really funny. I was actually talking about how the only reason that I wanted to learn all this audio stuff was so I could play a commercial directly through to my outputs so that I could turn my mic off like this. And you guys wouldn't hear me sneeze or drink my drink or whatever. And while I was actually doing that little audio, I actually sneezed like two times. Like I sneezed and then I was talking some more and then I sneezed again. And I actually said on the audio, I said, well, like that, because I just sneezed. And, oh my God, I got a bunch of papers that don't mean anything here. Anyway, I actually sneezed twice and then I said, oh yeah, like that. But I said, I'm going to go back and cut this out because I don't want you guys to hear me sneezing. But actually it was such a perfect demonstration of exactly why I wanted to learn to use audio the way I've learned to use it. Is so if I wanted to take a break and play music for 5 minutes or play a song for 5 minutes or whatever, that I could do that with my microphone off and you guys wouldn't hear me rustling papers or sneezing or coughing or hear the dogs barking or whatever. Oh, so let's do something fun and probably not exactly appropriate, but I was just thinking, I love this song. I'm just going to play this song. Let's see, how long is this song? It don't matter. I'm going to play this song. I'm going to mute my mic. This is the song for the night, I think. Let's see, which one is it? Okay, this one.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way, wanna feel its way. Put some feel good in my soul. Drag a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Again, dig down deep, find my stash, light it up.
give a blues a spin. Keep break out the wines, forget again. Dig down deep, find my stash, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, it might take all night, but I'll maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke, yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show here today with me, Doc Mike, the Redneck Dentist. I invite you to join us on reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. If you're interested in learning the truth, if you're interested in learning about liberty, and I mean true liberty, and if you want to have some fun, come on over to reallibertymedia.com and rlmradio.xyz. Thanks. Bye.